And Nona Peltier has joined me in the studio for Business News. Nona, the government's tax take is running behind expectations. What's going on there?
Yeah, it says company taxes haven't met expectations. So the government was expecting to have a surplus for the finances to October of $843 million. Instead, they have a deficit, that's in the red, of $1.1 billion. So that's not what they were expecting. And the explanation is that the inland revenue has changed the way it's collected taxes and calculating it, and so that eventually this will all smooth things out and everything will run just the way they expect, because after all, other things were in line with their forecast. Their debt was just right on the target, and so was their gross domestic product. So there you go.
All will come out in the wash.
Okay. Absolutely.
Yes. So what else was going on the markets today?
A lot of excitement, because the markets were very strong, and just around the world, really. And although, of course, the trade talk stuff still puts a bit of caution in the wind. And the NZX Top 50 Index broke a record today. Yes, it finished, it rose 1%. 109 points up to 11,316. That was a little bit off its intraday high, which was 11,332. So we definitely got up there. And the dollar is trading at 64.2 US cents, slightly lower than yesterday as well, 94.8 Australian, and 49.7 British pence.
We've yo-yoed back down again.
Yes, we
Thanks,
have.
Nona. Nona Peltier with our business wrap.